From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Public school teachers have gone on strike around the country this year, and the results have been more money for their schools and their salaries. Teachers in Florida have some of the same grievances. They're among the lowest paid in the country. But unlike in some other places, Florida law outlines specific consequences for striking, including getting fired. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports that 50 years ago, things were different. Florida was home to the first statewide teacher strike in U.S. history.
The first time Raymond Dunn risked his career, he was in college at Florida A&M University. It was the 1960s, and he marched to protest the segregated movie theaters in Tallahassee. He got arrested.
We were told that because you have an arrest record, you will never get a teacher's license in the state of Florida.
That turned out to be an empty threat, and he faced it again a few years later when he participated in a different kind of protest. In February of 1968, Dunn walked out of his classroom at Colonial Drive Elementary School in Perrine. 40% of the state's teachers left their classrooms too, some for longer than 3 weeks. They had the same complaints a lot of teachers have now: too little pay, poor working conditions, too many kids in a classroom, schools in disrepair.
What we needed at that time was action.
Going on strike was illegal, so the teachers resigned, and they knew they might not get their jobs back.
Fortunately, there were enough of us who were willing to cross that line and step out there and say, enough is enough, fund the schools.
Tension between state lawmakers and teachers had been heating up for years. Florida's population was exploding, and schools were struggling to handle the influx of new students. Then there was a stunning upset in the governor's race, pulled off by Claude Kirk.
He was kind of like Donald Trump without the Twitter.
Bob Sanchez is a senior fellow with the James Madison Institute, a think tank in Tallahassee, and a former longtime editorial writer for the Miami Herald.
He became the first Republican governor since Reconstruction period and ran as a pro-business conservative.
Florida must be number one in education.
This was Claude Kirk's inaugural address in 1967. He promised two things: better schools and no new taxes.
It must have its long-range objective, the creation of the best educational program in the United States. And it is obvious that money alone is not the answer.
During the legislative session that followed, lawmakers appropriated $150 million more for schools, but Kirk vetoed it. That summer, the Florida Education Association, a statewide union, organized a massive meeting at the Tangerine Bowl in Orlando. 30,000 people, half the teachers in the state, showed up. The leaders asked them to resign.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes right now.
The statewide union circulated this video in hopes of persuading teachers who were hesitant. It's set to The Impossible Dream, a song from a musical that was new at the time, Man of La Mancha.
If you will stand with your profession, come what may, stand up. Stand up now. Get out of that chair and on your feet. Stand tall. You're a school teacher.
The video was supposed to be secret, but Governor Claude Kirk got a pirated copy and leaked it to reporters. In January of 1968, the governor called a special session to try to appease the teachers. Lawmakers passed a new education funding bill, this time worth more than $300 million. They paid for it with new sales taxes.
We had a decision to make: to wait till he vetoed it or not to.
Pat Tornillo was president of the Dade County Classroom Teachers Association and one of the main leaders of the strike. This interview is from a 1992 documentary produced by WFSU-TV, the Florida Channel.
And right or wrong, we came down on the side of not waiting because we felt we needed to do something to show him that we were dead serious. And that's why we walked.
On February 19th, 1968, more than 25,000 teachers didn't go to school, and 22 of Florida's 67 school districts closed. Some districts and schools stayed open with substitutes. Union members called them scabs. At the time, A.J. Bookie Henriquez was assistant superintendent of the Monroe County District, the Florida Keys. He's now 84.
We were bringing in anyone that had any blood flowing, warm bodies.
The school board in the Keys wanted to fire all the teachers and asked the state to revoke their certifications.
That would have been catastrophic in our school district because we had about a 30-40% walkout, there was no way humanly possible we were going to find a way to replace that many quality school teachers. They just were not available.
Henriquez told the school board not to do it, going against his boss. Feeling bad about his disloyalty, he offered the superintendent his resignation.
His answer to me was, just cool it, take it easy, just let some time go by, and let's see what happens.
The superintendent retired later that year, and Henriquez ran for the position. It was elected back then. He won and served for 24 years. As the 1968 strike began, two-thirds of Miami-Dade teachers walked out.
We went down to this stadium here in Miami.
I remember it being loud and a lot of cheering and yelling, and I'd say like a football game, except I don't like football games and I like this.
It was almost like a scene from a Wagnerian opera.
It was Marilyn Neff's first year in the classroom. She taught first grade at Highland Oaks Elementary School in North Dade County. She remembers gathering with other striking teachers every day at Marine Stadium on Virginia Key.
It's hard to recognize Miami Marine Stadium now, but at that time there was a big rostrum out in the water where people would perform, and then the stadium itself was many tiers high. And there were water taxis that would bring people to the rostrum.
It was a stadium full of black people and white people together.
Raymond Dunn went to Marine Stadium the first night of the strike. He didn't know whether to feel hopeful or resentful about the crowd, which was racially mixed in a way he hadn't seen before.
I sat there overlooking to the south, Virginia Key Beach, thinking, wait a minute, that's been the black beach all of these years, and right across the causeway was the white beach, and now here we are together, a whole stadium full of black people and white people trying to support a common cause when all of these years we were separated in the same property.
Dunn is now 74. He taught for a while and has since worked as a professor and administrator at Miami-Dade College, Broward College, and Nova Southeastern University.
I've thought about that over the years. What a powerful picture it was to see all of those teachers, black and white, together, when I know the history and the terrible, terrible things that happened right down the street from there, when white people thought that if black people got in the ocean with them, that somehow the color would come off or whatever the hell they thought. I don't even know. I was rather conflicted.
When the teachers walked out of their schools, Governor Claude Kirk was out of state. He was in California negotiating the opening of Disney World. Newspaper front pages ran photos of teachers protesting here, next to one of Kirk shaking hands with Goofy. A few days into the strike, on February 21st, Kirk flew in from California to Miami, determined to address the teachers.
He did arrive at Miami Marine Stadium in dramatic fashion, by helicopter.
This is Bob Sanchez again, the researcher and former Herald editorial writer.
He asked an aide to find out what was the longest Cuban dictator Fidel Castro had spoken.
A Cuban reporter there said it was a few hours.
And the governor vowed to speak on and on and on, and did, until he had eclipsed Castro's reputed record, after which he said, I beat that commie SOB.
This is from Kirk's speech that night. The sound was included in the Florida Channel documentary.
The showing has been made for whatever value it is. If you lose 1,000 more who go back to school, or if you get 1,000 more to stay out, what good is it really?
He talked to us so nasty.
Adora Obi Nweze was 25 and had been teaching in Miami for about a year and a half.
He said the real teachers are in the classroom. You don't care about children. He made us feel so badly, and, you know, I could feel the tears.
A lot of people had signs.
This is Marilyn Neff again.
I don't know if you can say this on the radio, but one of them was Florida under Claude Kirk. And the capital letters were very large. And that was a not so subtle indication of our sentiment at the time.
Neff said she and her colleagues at Highland Oaks Elementary decided to walk out as a faculty. She volunteered to drive to the stadium every day.
Sadly, as the weeks went by, my station wagon was not as full as it was when it started.
Neff is 81 now. She was a teacher and an administrator in Miami-Dade County for 30 years and ended her career as Associate Dean of Education at the University of Miami. Marine Stadium closed in 1992 and is now covered in graffiti. A national push for its restoration has been on hold for years. State leaders knew Miami was the key to ending the strike.
If we resolve in Dade County, it would take care of the state.
Holmes Braddock is 92 and lives in West Kendall, near a school that's named after him. He was on the Dade County School Board in 1968. He was sympathetic to the teachers. His mom had taught for 41 years before retiring. So his colleagues asked him to negotiate a resolution with the local union president, Pat Tornillo.
The union had a headquarters in the DuPont Plaza Hotel,
which doesn't exist anymore.
I met with them at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, so we could walk in and out without being seen, so to speak.
The superintendent and school board members planned a trip to Tallahassee to try to convince the cabinet, which also served as the State Board of Education, to make some concessions. Some kids had been out of school for a couple weeks, and their parents weren't happy. There was intense public pressure on school district leaders to accept teachers' resignations, just fire them all. But the district wouldn't be able to replace more than 5,000 teachers. So they made a plan to buy time. Tornillo would bring the resignations to the deputy superintendent, who they left in charge.
So that day when we went to Tallahassee, Tornillo backs up a truck because there are boxes and boxes, 5,200 resignations there.
But the deputy said he didn't have the authority to accept them. It worked. With prodding from the Dade district leaders, the cabinet acted, telling school boards they were allowed to recognize teachers' unions as the exclusive collective bargaining units for their members. Governor Claude Kirk didn't veto that new education spending bill. He let it become law without his signature. And the strike came to a close. Tornillo led the Miami-Dade Union for 4 decades, and teachers widely credited him for the accomplishments of the walkout. But later, they felt betrayed. He went to prison in 2003 for embezzling union funds, and he died a few years later.
I wonder if we stayed out longer, would that have made more of a difference?
Adora Obi Nweze earned $6 the month of the walkout. After, she went back to Lily C. Evans Elementary near Liberty City. It was the same school she'd attended as a little girl, and her principal as a child had become her boss.
I learned a lot about myself during that strike. The fact that I'm a fighter. The fact that, yes, I will stay.
Nweze later became a principal and a district administrator and now leads the Florida NAACP. The legislature held a special session in the summer of 1968 to change the state constitution. They wrote new language guaranteeing workers a right to collective bargaining, and they added the following sentence: public employees shall not have the right to strike.
What do we want?
Raises!
When do we want it?
No!
Earlier this month, dozens of Miami-Dade teachers protested outside the school board building. One of their signs listed the states where teachers have gone on strike in recent months, each with a check mark after it. West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Colorado, Arizona. Next to Florida, there was a question mark.
We're living a historical moment that if we don't take advantage of and exploit that moment, then we'll all the worse for doing it.
Alex Hernandez says teachers can agitate, organize, and shame. He teaches U.S. history at Holmes Braddock Senior High School near West Kendall. But if Florida teachers went on strike today, they could lose their jobs, their teaching licenses, their pensions.
Just because that particular door is closed doesn't mean all doors are closed to affect change. It's just, we just have a narrower road to travel.
Number one school district 7 years in a row. Who did this?
Teachers did this!
Who did this?
Teachers did this!
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.